This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
Junior DJ Bombsberger and number 32 is 6'1 junior Marcus Garrison. Head coach is Trevor Hagen, whose first year replacing the legend Hall of Famer Jerry Eichhoff. Hampton 23-1 on the season. For Ewing, number 3 is a 6'1" senior Philip Kramer. Number 4 is a 6'1" senior Josiah Switzer. Number 15, the All-Stater, averaging 27 points a game, 6'4 senior Austin Kotzer. Number 33, 6'5 junior Troy Tramer. And number 34, 6'4 senior Chad Roker. The head coach of the Tigers, Greg Appleby, assisted by Ed Johnson. They are 25-1 on the season. Their only loss by 1 point came to Axtell. Hampton's only loss came in the district final to Giltner in overtime. That was the sub-district final. So those are the starting lineups, and we are ready to go with some basketball here this evening between Ewing and Hampton. Ewing losing in the state final last year by 1 to Sterling, and Hampton also made it here last year, ended up finishing third place in the state tournament. So Hampton and Ewing should be a great basketball game. Ewing beat Heartland Lutheran 58-43 and Hay Spring 61-48. Hampton beat Lynch 63-38 and had to rally from 10 down in the fourth to beat Hay Center yesterday in overtime 74-66. And the ball is in the air, and the opening tap will be controlled by the Hampton Hawks. And we are underway here as Ewing looks like they're going to come out and spread a zone defense here. They're a pretty tall, lanky ball club, and Hampton will immediately get it in to Garrison and kick it out for a three-pointer that bounces off the rim a couple of times and no good. Rebound brought down by Switzer. Switzer will get it into the front court to Tramer. Back to Switzer. They're always looking for Kotzer, and let's see how Hampton decides to defend him. It looks like they're going to play man-to-man here early on, and Kotzer will be guarded by Marcus Garrison. On the right-hand wing with it is Tramer. Phillip inside, back outside for the three. Both teams shooting a three and missing to start the basketball game. Local officiating crew in Joe Wells, his son Brooksy Wells, and Kip Heinrichs joining us today as well in this three-man crew. Kurt Heinrichs, I think I said Kip. Kurt Heinrichs joining us in our three-man crew. Already today, champions from South Sioux City, Hastings St. Cecilia, and Freeman High School. Here's a three-pointer by Hampton. Carson Clutie off the heel, no good. Rebound out to Garrison. He'll try a 16-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Switzer and off to Phil Tramer. Tramer into the front court, goes to the baseline to Troy Tramer. He's quite the load. These two teams met up in the state football playoffs with Ewing advancing on 26-12 over the Hampton Hawks. So a rematch here. It was a lot earlier in the football playoffs than a state championship time. 90 seconds in, and we are scoreless. Tramer with it up top of the circle. Bounces back up. Kicks it to the left-hand wing. Looking for somewhere to go. Kotzer has it knocked out of his hands as he squares up for the shot. Goes out of bounds off of Hampton. Last man to touch it is DJ Bombsberger. Bombsberger had a big game yesterday for Hampton with 26 points. Hampton was down 50-40 going into the fourth quarter, then actually got up by 5 on Hayes Center before Hayes Center hit a couple of late threes to send it to overtime, and Hampton ended up controlling the overtime session. Here's a lob down to Tramer, turn, spin, shot won't go, and the rebound brought down by Garrison. He only gets about 5 boards a game. He's got a couple here in the first 2 minutes of this one. Hawks basketball and Alex Dosey, two of the best football players in the state in Class D2. Dosey and Kotzer are on this basketball court. Skip past to Garrison right in front of us here for the Hawks in their purple jerseys and gold trim. The home white and orange and black trim for the Ewing Tigers as they go from left to right. Hampton from right to left. Up top with it is Clutie to Garrison. Ewing really packing it in here, and the Hawks can't get the ball to Bombsberger, their tallest player at 6'4". 30-second possession so far here, and Dosey over on the right wing. Guarded there by Tramer, and the ball goes left side, coming in for a little short jumper, no good. Bombsberger rebound, back up and in, and Hampton has the first points of the basketball game, 2-0. Into the front court with it will be Tramer. Tramer into the corner, tries to get it to Switzer, and right by him it goes. Turnover number 1. And back to the offense comes the Hampton Hawks. 2-0, 3 minutes into the basketball game. Glad you're with us on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Right now, Dosey with it, gets it back out between the circles, into the hands there of Clutie. Clutie just holding on to the basketball. Now swings it to the right side, being patient, Hampton here. We've seen a couple of threes. We've also seen a couple of drives here. And up top it goes to Bosberger, barely controls it, tips it and keeps it alive. Now takes the jump at the top of the circle, off the heel, no good. Bosberger over the back, tipped the ball out of bounds. It will belong to Ewing. 4:36 to go. First quarter, we expected a high-scoring ball game. It's 2-0 Hampton. But that's okay. We've seen some games start slow and get going as the games move along, especially into the second quarter. So it'll be Ewing basketball into the front court. With it is Switzer. Tramer now gives it off to Kotzer. Kotzer goes up, knocked away Garrison. The ball partially blocked, and they'll keep the ball alive here. The Hampton fans wanted to walk, didn't get it. Now underneath, we've got a hand foul on Alex Dosey. Alex Dosey with his first personal foul, and the ball will be taken out underneath by Ewing. It'll be Phil Tramer to throw it in. Tramer looking. They do guard the inbounds pass, still holding. Better get rid of it. Lobs it into Kotzer in the paint. He goes up and gets it and scores. Just simply elevated over the defender, Garrison, and we are tied at 2 with 4:14 to go here in the first quarter of play. Basketball belongs to the Hawks. Other basketball today, the Nebraska women suffering their first loss of the year to Texas A&M in the conference semifinals. So now they await to see if they'll hold on, which they should, to a number one seed of the national tournament. Ball stolen away here by Switzer. Pass break the other way. Kotzer pull-up jumper from 12. Buries it from the right wing. And Kotzer has the first two buckets of the ball game here for Ewing. And it's 4-2, and we're going to get a timeout called here by Hampton. The next break would have been a media timeout. 30-second timeout called by the Hawks. 3:48 to go. First quarter, Ewing 4, Hampton 2, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Hampton has hit just one of their first six shots, while Ewing is two of their first four, both knocked down by Austin Kotzer. 4-2 Ewing, Hampton using their first time out of the basketball game. Tip pass here for the Hawks. Lob it all the way into the right-hand corner for Mason. Goes right back over to us to Carson Clutie, trying to throw over the top of the zone here. Not working so far. Clutie will back it back out. They'll reset in the left-hand corner to Bosberger. DJ guarded up front here by Philip Tramer. Keeps his feet moving. Bosberger drives and kicks it back out to Garrison. Swings it over to Dosey. Alex, not much of a score. Just 5 points a game into the corner for three. And a scorer is Nate Mason. He hits the three. He averages like 1 point a game. And Colin Friesen is a man that would have been starting but got injured the day before the state tournament. And so Mason comes in to take his place and knocks down the first three of this state final. Kotzer tries to answer for three. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by the Hawks. Clutie will come out of there with the basketball. And up the floor, he will bring it. Front court, left side, picks the dribble up. Going to need some help. Get past, Kotzer's ready, and Kotzer goes up and steals the basketball. Austin will bring it into the front court, left side, leave it off in the right-hand corner for a jumper from 15 feet, no good by Switzer. Rebound swatted back out to Switzer. He'll give it to the top of the circle to Kotzer, who's used his dribble now. 2:20 to go here, first quarter, Hampton 5, Ewing 4. Ball back in the hands of Alex Hyde, who has checked in here for the Tigers. Also in is Mike Hines. Dump it down the low block, and they can't get it to Kotzer, and Harrison will come away with the steal. Garrison gives it off to Clutie, and into the front court they come. Clutie stops out on the right wing. He uses his dribble, finds Garrison at the top of the circle, and he'll give it right back to him. Looking over to Coach Trevor Haig. Has to be quite the experience for Coach Haig. They were unbeaten going into the postseason, and now they're into the state finals in his first year as a head coach. Taking over from legendary Jerry Eichhoff, the winningest coach in Nebraska history. Jumper baseline, in and out that time by Bosberger, no good. Kotzer will pull down the rebound, and as expected so far, it's the Austin Kotzer show, 4 points, and that'll be his first rebound. 5-4 Hampton, though. The Hawks do have the lead after hitting the only three-pointer of the game so far by Mason. Underneath, there's a little short jumper up and in by Troy Tamer. Troy Tramer will lay it in, And it's 6-5 Ewing. Hampton into the front court with it. Josie checks out with the coach what they want to run. 1:10 to go here. First quarter, a couple of players waiting to check in, but we've been moving along without a whistle. We haven't had a foul yet this ball game, and not because they haven't called it. They really haven't been. There's a backdoor lob, and they try to get it into Bosberger for the dunk, but the pass was short. He grabbed the rim, missed it, and we go to the other end. Kotzer coast-to-coast scores. 8-5 Ewing. Hampton had a good backdoor lob set, but they underthrew the pass for the turnover. Hampton now with 3 turnovers in the first quarter. 40 seconds to go. Back-to-back buckets here by the Tigers. 8-5 Ewing in our D2 state championship. Norfolk and Omaha Central will play for the Class A title. As Bosberger brings it down low, elevates and scores. DJ can get up in the air just like Kotzer can for Ewing. Our final game tonight, Ravenna and Archbishop Bergen in C2 here on ESPN and the Breeze 94.5 FM. Ewing will hold for the last shot. Bill Tramer dribbling it out around the midcourt spot. 9 seconds. He brings it into the paint. Lost the handle. Out of bounds it goes. Turnover Ewing. That'll be their third. Into the ball game here for Hampton. Will be Colin Friesen. And there's actually a timeout on the floor because the clock has not stopped running in 3 minutes. So we have to take our media timeout with 7 seconds to go in the quarter. And that will allow Hampton to set up a play. It's 8-7 Ewing, and we'll be back right after this timeout.
Welcome to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, sir. How can I help
you? There's something stuck in my defroster. Can you help me get it out of there?
Don't worry. Our factory certified technicians can handle any problem. Do you know what's stuck?
Yeah, I stopped short when my neighbor's dog ran out and my burger went flying.
I see. Swiss mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
From oil changes to full engine swaps, Midway Service and Parts Department is the state-of-the-art shop you need. Go to thinkmidway.com on South 2nd Avenue next to Perkins and Kearney. For service and parts you can trust, think Midway.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
From the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, Championship Saturday continues here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. 7 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Ewing 8, Hampton 7. And after the turnover, it'll be Hawk basketball. And Corbin Fagan will check in to throw it in here. Let's see if they can get a shot away. Gets it to Clutie in the backcourt. He'll dribble to midcourt with 3, with 2. Tries to get a half-court shot away and travels. Stepping in front was Chad Roker to make him change his direction. And the ball will now go to Ewing. They get to inbound it from midcourt. Checking into the ballgame, Alec Hyde, Zach Ramold. Ramold will come into the ballgame. And coming in now, number for Hampton is going to be number 44, Griffin Parsley. 1.2 seconds to go here. And Ewing to throw it in. Looking for a desperation three at the horn. Looking. They lob it. Kotzer, a turnaround jumper from 28. Got it! And that's what legends do. That's what all staters do. That's what super staters do. Austin Kotzer buries an improbable three-pointer. He heaved it as hard as he could, and it went right through. And at the end of one, Ewing 11, Hampton 7. And we'll be back with the second quarter of the D2 State Championship in 1 minute.
Across Florida and throughout Arizona, teams limber up for the upcoming baseball season.
Take me out to the ball game. Let's hit the highway. I've got the itch. Hey, they're on. Let's play some ball.
Though nobody really worries about the Grapefruit or Cactus League records, a little daily competition is the perfect preparation for the 2010 Major League Baseball season. Follow the sore arms and sunshine of spring training
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Kansas, Maryland, Gonzaga, Georgia, Cincinnati. They played their way through a 28-game regular season and their conference championship.
UCLA.
To qualify for a do-or-die tournament of 65 teams.
Memphis. Hawaii. USC.
From the Sweet 16 to the Elite Eight. The NCAA Final Four. For continuous college basketball coverage.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550.
Back to the state D2 final. Ewing will have the ball to start the second quarter after Austin Kotzer hit the 30-foot three to end the first quarter. Down to Tramer. He turns and hits the side of the board on his baseline jumper. And the Hawks will have the rebound with Carson Clutie. Clutie gets it into the front court. Little reach-in foul there. No call on Philip Tramer. Only one foul has been called so far in the game. Clutie checked with Coach Haig about what he wants to run. I'll tell you what a turn of events there just in the last 5 seconds. Ewing turned it over, then Hampton trying to get a half-court shot away, walked, and you don't think anything about it. Ewing takes it at half-court with 1 second, and they go to their all-stater, and he nails a 30-footer. So it's 11-7 Ewing, Hampton with the basketball. Hawks kind of slowing it down here against this extended zone defense, and a travel going to be called on Clutie. Tried to do a 360 here on the left elbow. And so Kotzer to throw it in for the Ewing Tigers. And Austin will drop it in to Phil Tramer. Ewing is loaded with seniors, 4 seniors. They've got a couple more, 3 more listed on the roster, 7 overall. We've been told that Ewing might have to co-op with O'Neal in basketball next year, too. They're already doing it for football. Here's a give-and-go underneath to Tramer, and before he can get the shot away, we've got a push. Off the give-and-go, the picker was the pickee, and the foul called on number 22, Colin Friesen. So Friesen's injury before the state tournament not significant enough to keep him out of this championship game. Inbounds pass comes underneath the Tramer, and Friesen steals it away. And in the front court they come with that big brace on his right knee. Throws it back out to midcourt to Dosey. 11-7, Ewing with the lead. Hawks just setting in that zone, and the ball goes out of bounds somewhere. A little muscle spasm there from Clutie because he overshot Garrison by 5 feet. And into the camera well it went. So Ewing will take it back over. For Ewing, 9 points for Austin Kotzer. 3 rebounds for Switzer. For Hampton, 4 points for Baumsberger. And a three-pointer by Nate Mason. Tramer back up top, they'll go. Turnover 6 for Hampton, 3 for Ewing. And almost another one, and it is another one. Ewing turns it over, trying to get it in to Troy Tramer. The only junior starter on the team, but stands at 6'5". They go 6'4", 6'4", 6'5", and their guards are each 6'1". So Hampton having a little problem with that height. Hampton does go 6'1", 6'1", 6'4", so it's not too bad. Garrison right elbow, kicks it out top. Now throws it back over to Clutie on the left wing. Garrison takes it in the left-hand corner. Couple of dribbles, skip pass through the zone. Dosey attacks right baseline. Skips it underneath the Bosberger. Elevates. Block shot, Kotzer. Ball goes out of bounds by Ewing. Good hustle there by Phil Tramer to try and save it. Into the ball game for Hampton, Nate Mason. And we've got a television timeout. With 5:44 to go in the first half of play, Ewing 11, Hampton 7. We're back in a minute on ESPN Radio.
Welcome to the majors.
The baseball world whittles its rosters to play ball.
We're going to give you one more chance.
We're going to give you one more chance to shape up.
Why is this the bench?
While the college basketball world continues its elimination to a championship final.
Must be nuts. What are they finding these guys? Red nuts.
For the latest news.
What are they finding these guys? Red
fool.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Central
you
Nebraska,
are one pathetic
ESPN
loser.
ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. We've got 5:44 to go in the first half of play. It is Ewing 11 and Hampton 7. Hampton will take it out right here in the corner in front of us And to throw it in will be Marcus Garrison, and he says, we're not going to mess around. I'll just lob it out to midcourt, get it to Dosey, and they'll set up their offensive play. He gets it to Mason. Mason, one dribble, couldn't get it into the corner. Back out, Dosey. They'll try it again. Now Mason has it on the left wing. Bounce pass to the baseline, knocked away, and out of bounds. Kramer just about had the steal, but Troy stands out of bounds. And it'll stay here with Hampton. Garrison to throw it in. Hampton trying to get that ball inside to Bonsberger, but they have not had a lot of luck here. He does have a couple of buckets, but outside of that, Hampton's offense has been dormant. No scoring here from Hampton so far in the second quarter of play. 11-7 Ewing. In fact, Ewing hasn't scored either. Now a three-pointer. Mason hit one earlier, can't get this one to go. And the rebound, Dosey ran it down but couldn't hold on to it. And Troy Tramer has it. Gives it off to brother Phil, and Phil brings it into the front court. Knocked away Mason. Ball loose in the back court. Ewing will have it and throw it across the timeline to Kotzer. So 3 minutes into quarter number two, nobody's scored. Now Kotzer walks. It was 2-0 at this point in the first quarter. So slow starts to each quarter offensively for both teams. Ewing's actually shooting 50%. They're 5 out of 10. And Hampton is shooting just 27%, 3 out of 11. Hawks to throw the ball in and try and get some points on the board here in quarter number 2. 11-7, Ewing with the lead. And across the timeline they come. Dosey in the left wing. Dribbles it back out. Kotzer at the top of this 1-3-1, swings it over on the right side to Garrison. And Garrison skip pass over here, and a foul going to be called on Tramer going for the steal. That'll be the first foul of the game on Ewing. Comes to the 4:36 mark of the first quarter. Hampton's only been whistled for two. It's been a pretty clean game. Ewing stays in that zone, and Hampton doesn't attack it, so pretty hard for Ewing to commit any fouls. And Hampton with a basketball. Dosey will take it out around midcourt. They haven't even done anything exciting on inbounds plays yet in this ball game to try and score. Ewing continues to extend that zone defense to try and push Hampton even farther away. Clutie fakes the three. Kotzer is there on him, so is Switzer. High post to Bonsberger to Garrison. He'll try the three-pointer left corner. Hits the iron, no good. Kotzer goes down and pulls down the rebound. Not only does Austin score 27 points a game, he gets you 8 boards. At the other end, it'll be Chad Roker. Roker kicks it back out top. Quick reversal left side for the three. It is up, and it is in by Chase Funk. Chase Funk hits the first field goal of the second quarter right at the four-minute mark. 14-7 Ewing. Hampton basketball. Back out between the circles to Bonsberger. Swinging over on the left side to Clutie. Trying to set a little pick for him, but goes up top. Garrison turns. He'll take that shot over Roker. Hits the front of the rim. No good. Bonsberger with the tip. And Bonsberger has 6 of the line. DJ had 26 yesterday. And he tips that ball in here to make it 14-9. Into the front court with it, Phil Tramer. Tramer swings it on the right wing, then kicks it back up top to Funk. Funk off the dribble, right side, gives it to Kotzer. Back to Funk in the right-hand corner. Guarded by Clutie. Switch it off to Josiah Switzer. And he will get called for a double dribble. Turnover Ewing, that's their 6th of the basketball game. You're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Let's get back to basketball here on the World Wide Web as well at ESPNSuperstation.com. Basketball comes to Garrison high post. He's almost triple-teamed, so he has to kick it back out to Clutie. Into the corner to Bonsberger. Guarded there by Tramer. Spin move to the baseline. Tramer stays right on, and he'll try it again. Elevate. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Chase Funk. Outlet pass, Phil Tramer. Into the front court, they go to Switzer. Switzer to the Tramer. Layup good. Chad Roker. And a timeout going to be called here by the Hampton Hawks. With 2:43 to go in the first half of play, it is Ewing 16 and Hampton 9. We'll take a break and be back in 1 minute on ESPN Radio.
It's all about UNK Athletics. Wednesdays with Doug and Daddy. Moberly is brought to you by the College Store, just across from the UNK Health and Sports Complex, for all your Loper gear, and by Charter West National Bank. You have your reasons, we have your loan. Moberly, during the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your needs. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Dudaback at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln as Championship Saturday continues here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It is Ewing 16, Hampton 9, 2:43 to go, second quarter in the D2 State Championship game. Ewing is shooting the ball well when they do shoot it, 7 of 12 for 58%, Hampton 4 of 15 for 27%. And Hampton will have the ball. They've already burned a couple of timeouts on the low post. Fosberger, turnaround jumper off the mark. They know they got to get the ball to him, but he can't get the shots over the trees. Rebound brought down there by Chase Funk, and then a blocking foul in the backcourt. Going to be called on Carson Clutie. For Clutie, that will be his first personal foul, third team foul, and Ewing will take it out of the backcourt. Ball will come in to Phil Tramer. And Tramer will bring it across the timeline. Just goes to show that it doesn't matter how many or how few fouls, the crowd's always going to be into it. We've had four total fouls called, and they've all been wrong, according to the fans. It's always a little fun down here at the state tournament and every place. But it's part of the atmosphere as they lob it into Roker, and Roker traveled with it. He couldn't catch it. He was off balance. And a turnover for the Ewing Tigers. That'll be number six in the ball game. Each team now with six turnovers. Again, Kotzer has nine to lead the way for Ewing. Baumberger has six to lead the way for Hampton. But Hampton has just one bucket here so far in the second quarter. And that was a tip-in by Baumberger a minute and a half ago. Hawks Mason and a foul trying to make the steal of the skip pass on Switzer for Ewing. So both fouls on Ewing have been trying to steal the skip pass and getting there just a half second too late. Hampton ball at midcourt. They'll throw it into the backcourt to Dosey and do it again. Alex will walk it across the timeline to Clutie. Three-point shooting in the ball game. Hampton has put up six of them, but nothing lately. They thought that would work early on. They were just one of six. Trying to throw over it. It's taken away. Switzer up to Kotzer, working on Dosey, and Dosey made him walk with the ball. Kotzer tried to go with the stutter dribble and confused his own feet. Down to the floor he went. Another turnover for the Tigers. So when Ewing's not turning it over, they are making their shots. 16-9 in favor of Ewing with a minute 30 to go before the half. Coming up at halftime, we'll bring you the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. And we'll update you on all the games today, including the consolation games where both Axtell and Minden won close ones in C1 and C2. Clutie left wing, he's open, fires the three, it's off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by the Tigers, trying to knock it away. Baumberger can't control it though. Chase Funk with the rebound. Up ahead for a three-pointer in the corner, it's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Garrison for Hampton. Trying to control the dribble, Kotzer came from behind and stole it. Garrison never really did have control of that. Now a three-pointer at the other end. Funk is an air ball, and it's going to be saved in by Alex Dosey. We're down to 45 seconds to go in quarter number two. Hampton down by seven. Boy, if they could just get another bucket here in this final possession, their fans would go crazy. And it would be only their second bucket of the quarter. 16-9, 30 seconds remains here in the half. Skip pass over to Clutie at the top of the circle. Weak side drive on the side of the key. He'll kick it back up. Baumberger fires from 15, short again. Kotzer with the rebound, and he'll get it into the hands of Phil Tramer. They're going to play for the last shot, but they don't have to waste much time. They're at midcourt with 11 seconds. Off to Kotzer. Kotzer holds it at center court, gets by Garrison. Stops, can't get the dribble. Ball's out to Funk. Funk going to force a fadeaway three at the horn. It's no good, and that's the end of the first half. Good defense that time by Hampton. And at halftime, in your D2 state championship game, the score, the Ewing Tigers 16 and the Hampton Hawks 9. So we've seen a couple of slow starts today. Overton was held to a minimal amount of points in the first game today. They had 13 at the half, trailing 22-13 to Freeman. But this even fewer. Hampton has been held to 9 points here in the first half. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and we'll do that in a minute here on ESPN Radio.
put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from Certified Techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Bonner Park track announcer Steve Anderson knows the horses like he talks to them.
Other link that I have back.
Listen for his morning reports Friday at 9:35 and weekends at 11:20.
And we come back into the
brought to you by Eakes Office Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. Weekday afternoons, the late scratches. More stories from the track and the Daily Double. Fridays 3:15, weekends 2:35.
Race by the grandstand.
Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Reports from Bonner. All racing season on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460. And 1550.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln, where it is halftime of our D2 State Championship game. Ewing 16 and Hampton 9. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. We still have two more champions to crown after this right here on ESPN. Coming up at approximately 7 o'clock, the much-anticipated Class A final between number 1 Norfolk and number 4 Omaha Central. Two outstanding semifinals yesterday. Norfolk, a steal and a bucket to end the game, 53-51 over Creighton Prep. And then Omaha Central beats Lincoln Southeast, 53-52. Then in C2, it'll be Ravenna taking on Archbishop Bergen, the number 2 and 3 teams, according to the Omaha World Herald. Bergen upset Axtell yesterday, 52-43, and Ravenna outlasted Johnson County 60-57. Ravenna, the defending state champion, trying to make it two in a row tonight when they take on Archbishop Bergen in the state final. And in that consolation game today, that would have been a great one to see. Randy Bushcutter brought it to you on the Breeze 94.5 FM, just like we will have the C2 final. It will be here on ESPN, but also a bigger coverage area with the signal going down at nighttime. Ravenna and Bergen will also be on the Breeze 94.5 FM tonight. Scheduled for 9, most likely will tip off right around 9:30 here this evening. Axtell did beat Johnson County today in the consolation game, 75-71, despite the 36-point performance from Bubba Kosmicki. Axtell winning that game, 75-71, and Axtell finishes the season at 24-2, winning the consolation game. Other consolation games today, there were some good ones in Class A. Creighton Prep beat Lincoln Southeast, 71-56. In Class B, Beatrice edges Ralston, 51-49. In C1, Minden outlasts Norfolk Catholic, 65-59. In D1, it was Emerson Hubbard over Humphrey St. Francis, 44-39. And in D2, Hayes Center outshoots Hayes Springs, 71-66. But Lars Backward hits his 12th three-pointer of the state tournament in that game, and that is a new D2 state record. In the finals earlier today, our first game of the day saw Freeman down Overton 52-38. In Class C1, Hastings St. Cecilia captures their third consecutive state title, and they down Shadron for the second straight year in the finals, 46-40. And then the final game of the opening session today was a great one as well. In Class B, we went overtime. South Sioux City defeating Omaha Scutt 60-56. Both teams had a chance to win in the end of regulations, last 10 seconds. Both missing shots, and South Sioux City ends up winning it 60-56. So that's a recap of where we are at in state tournament action. In other basketball, the men's Big 12 championship game. 10 minutes to go in the first half. Kansas 13, Kansas State 11. In women's Big 12 action, the semifinals today, Oklahoma beat Oklahoma State. But the bigger story, the Nebraska women suffer their first loss of the year, 80-70 to Texas A&M. A&M got up by 10 in the first half. They were up by as many as 19, and they cruised in, played very well today, beating the Huskers 80-70. So A&M and Oklahoma play for the Big 12 championship on the women's side. Tomorrow, both the Hastings men and women have been eliminated from the NAIA National Tournament. In wrestling, University of Nebraska at Kearney is tied for second Going into tonight's national championship round, Marty Usman is wrestling for the national title for the Lopers tonight. He is the lone Loper still remaining. They did pick up four other All-Americans today, so congratulations to UNK. As they are trying to bring home a second-place trophy, they went in ranked ninth and did very well after going 3-3 in the first round, did great in the wrestlebacks today to place their All-American status. Here at the half, it's Ewing 16 and Hampton 9. We'll be back, look at the first half stats, and have more for you in 1 minute.
In its heyday, Detroit was the center of the universe for cars and music. Now, Ford Field in Detroit is the home of another Ford.
There's a quick shot. Score! Just like that, the terrific slap shot right down the slot.
The NCAA Frozen Four Championships, April 8th, 9th, and 10th. Right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. First Saturday in May, only a few weeks away. The Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs.
It's at the top of the lane of the Derby.
It's the focal point of the sports world that day.
In front by an egg.
As the best three-year-olds battle it out in the first leg of horse racing's Triple Crown.
Gill still got 10 or more to make
up. Talk about it beforehand.
Wins it by a length and three quarters.
Listen for the call May 1st, right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460.
At 12-1, wins it by a length and three quarters.
And 1550.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on ESPN Radio. Halftime of the D2 State Championship game. It is Ewing 16 and Hampton 9. And we're joined by the prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald, Stu Pospisil, because we haven't tackled him all weekend long. Stu,
I don't know what happened there.
Well, hey, let's talk about what we've seen already today. Seen a couple of intriguing games. I want to start with C1, a much different game than we saw last year between St. Cecilia and Shadron. But, again, Shadron seems to be in a position to win the game in the fourth quarter and just never was able to close the deal.
No, they weren't. And, you know, I had heard that Zach Bargan was sick, and obviously Zach Stirrup was sick. I mean, it was not a good day to be a Zach. But Dalton Seeley came up big with the shooting, and third straight title, that's a first for C1, C2, or Class C. So,
well, the day started off with a kind of a slow game like this one was. Freeman.
Nothing's like this one.
Freeman beat Overton, and it seemed like Overton, kind of the same problem that that Hampton is having here. Trouble against a taller 1-3-1 or whatever they try to play, zone defense. And then when the two big guys got in foul trouble, Overton started to make a move, but a couple of turnovers, missed a couple of makeable shots, and they just never could get any closer than 7 points in the fourth quarter.
No, and Kyle Schlake is a very good player, and Jordan Pella had a good tourney for Freeman. You know, I don't think Schaefer probably had one of his better games, he would say today, and Olmstead was about their only steady scorer. So, you know, I mean, it was a good run for Overton, you know, some good athletes, first time here in 40 years to Championship Saturday. But Freeman, I thought all along, was going to be the better team, even though I had Overton number one coming into the postseason.
One of those deals where a football school got down here in basketball. And finally, the South Sioux City, they've taken over for the girls. So the boys now are there, and it sounds like they could be for a while.
Well, when your two leading scorers who scored 29 and 18 points are both sophomores, and you've got a 6'11", allegedly 6'11", we haven't put the tape measure to them, center, who's a junior and will probably go at least D2. You know, they got the makings to go at least next year, and it's only going to build up at South Sioux City. Look how long the girls were able to sustain. You know, and these kids grew up together. I mean, this is something that, you know, kind of like Wahoops or South Sioux City's girls. They've started them early, and I think Terry Comstock's done a good job in keeping continuity coming through the ranks, and he's got a couple special talents in Giselle and Austin Growth.
Well, I wish the C2 consolation game, score-wise, could be the championship game, 75-71. I guess I was wrong about Johnson County. I just don't think they played well the first half against Burwell, and then after that played as well as anybody in C2. They played very well today, but Axtell beat them. Axtell got upset by Bergen yesterday again. Didn't know how to attack the zone, and it cost him. And Bergen's going to advance on and play Ravenna. That ought to be interesting if they try to zone a three-point shooting team. Ravenna, 37 threes attempted yesterday.
Well, I could see both teams attempting 37 today. Bergen loves to put up from three. They have since the days of Wes Eichmeier. So, you know, this game, if there's a lot of stoppages, might end up about midnight. You know, I mean, it's I think it's bombs away in that game. I really do. And, you know, whoever can get some inside plants and putbacks, that might be the difference, depending on how the shooting goes. And Ravenna's certainly been very hot this year at times and very cold at times.
And we'll save the big class for last. Our next championship game in Class A, Norfolk and Omaha Central, definitely ought to be better than last year's Class A final, and hopefully can live up to the two great games that were played here last night in the semis.
They were fantastic finishes last night, Doug. We're going to see two styles of running. I mean, neither team wants to bog it down in the 30s. That's for sure. Norfolk's going to be a little bit more controlled. You know, look to the wings. Central's going to try and crash the hoop. And I think a lot of it depends on how Akoya Gal, the 6'7", highly touted freshman at Central, plays. If he gets a double-double, it's going to be very tough for Norfolk to win this ball game. If he gets in a little bit of foul trouble early, maybe out of position, a little, you know, nerves. Look what happened to South Sioux kids at the line, you know, who are 85% shooters, you know, Brick City. If he stays in the game and has a good game inside, I'm not sure Norfolk can match up those points against what else Central can offer. I don't look for Biggs to go for 35 again, but if he gets 20 and McGarry gets 15 and a Gal gets 10 and 10, it's going to be a heck of a ball game.
Ewing leading at the half 16-9 over Hampton in the D2 game. Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald with us. Has there been a story of the state tournament so far?
Oh, I think that...
I know from the small school, I know everybody wanted to see Hay Springs. They went 1-2 while they were here, but I don't think they disappointed. They were competitive. But the true fans coming in on the other end from Class A, Norfolk has brought the whole town and everything around them. I would be interested to see how deep the line already is out here at the Devaney
to get in to the prime seats. You know, I'd say, you know, it's more individuals than a common theme. I was trying to think if there was a common theme. The Class C1 big guy matchup was Zach being ailing. I thought he did pretty well for his condition against Eliason, but that could have been better. Norfolk Central has the makings of being a very good game. We'll have to see. You know, I think some of the things we expected to see haven't come off, and you know, it's a typical year. You know, some surprises that have come up. And
do you think Eliason got better the last 2 years? His numbers here at state didn't pan that out.
Well, it's different type of basketball down here too. Different officiating. You know, I thought he was better, and I saw him in Omaha in December, saw him at the Heartland Classic in February, and then down here. And I thought his game has overall improved since last year. He's a lot better able to handle the ball out on the court. He's stronger inside, probably a little bit more, a few more moves around the inside. Still has to get stronger. I mean, he's still a project for Minnesota. But he's 6'11", and, you know, he made Bargain better, and Bargain probably made him better.
Well, Stu, we'll let you get back to work. Thumbs up for the job Omaha.com's doing on the blog and
keeping
everybody going. We find that webpage. It's great to look at. So thanks for the
time. Well, we appreciate it, and you guys do a great job in Central Nebraska.
Thanks, Stu. Stu Pospisil, Prep Sports Editor, Omaha World Herald, joining us here at the half. Let's take a quick rundown of the stats. It's not going to take very long because it's 16-9 here at halftime. First of all, for Hampton, DJ Bombsberger has 6 of the points, 2 rebounds. Marcus Garrison, 4 rebounds. Alex Dosey, 1 rebound. Carson Clutie, 2 rebounds. Nate Mason hit the other points. It was a 3-pointer, and that's it. That's it. 7 points in the first quarter, 2 in the second. 9 points, 10 rebounds. From the free throw line, Hampton hasn't even attempted one. They're 1 of 7 from 3-point land. They have no blocks and 8 turnovers. 4 of 18 from the field for 22%. For Ewing, Josiah Switzer has 4 rebounds. Austin Kotzer leads the way with 9 points, 4 rebounds. Chad Roker has 2 points. Phil Tramer, 1 rebound. Chase Funk hit a 3-pointer. He's got 2 rebounds, and that's it. So for Ewing, 11 points in the first quarter, 5 in the second, 16 points, 12 rebounds. There has not been a free throw attempted in this game because they haven't shot one either. 2 of 6 from 3-point land. They have 2 block shots and 7 turnovers. Ewing is 7 of 15 from the field for 47%. Foul situation, there weren't many called at all, and so nobody in the ball game has more than one foul. At the half, Ewing 16, Hampton 9. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on ESPN Radio. The second half of the D2 Championship game comes your way next.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Ordino shut up. No good rebound by Gator. With 5 seconds to go, to Ryan. The Blue Hawks are going to win their third in a row. St. Cecilia has won their third consecutive boys' state basketball championship.
World champions, national champions, state champions, all here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Super.
Hampton will start the second half with the basketball. They'll get it to Garrison, wasting no time. He'll put the shot up, no good, and Concer will bring down the rebound here for the Ewing Tigers, 16-9. Hampton will have to put the ball up a little bit more, although they did shoot it a couple more times than Ewing, which is amazing in the first half. Concer, a leader in the lane, and he'll score. 18-9, Ewing leads it by 9. That is the largest lead of the game for either team. Dosey brings the ball up the floor now for the Hawks. Into the corner he goes. To Mason. Mason rotates it out the left side to Clutie on the weak side. Clutie bounce pass inside. And the ball kicked. I think that's what the call was. Ewing stepped in front to knock it away. And it will still be Hampton basketball. And see, here's what I'm talking about. Hampton's inbounding it in front of their own bench, and they throw it 25 feet backwards into the backcourt. That's just nothing going off the inbounds pass, and Ewing just stands there and plays that good extended 1-3-1 zone. And Kotzer at the top of that can run you down and trap you. Now the ball is swatted away, picked back up there, and goes to the free throw line. Garrison, jumper will not go. Bosberger goes high to get the rebound, and a foul going to be called. Looks like the foul on the Tigers. Bosberger trying to get a little more physical inside. The foul on Chad Roker. That'll be his first personal foul. And the first foul of the half on either team. Four minutes to go, first half, Big 12, Kansas 27, Kansas State 22. Here it's 18-9 Ewing as they'll throw the ball in to Colin Friesen. Friesen gives it up top to Dosey, swings left side, Clutie drives, nothing there, skip pass right side, back over to Friesen. Friesen knocked out of his hands. Dosey picks it up the top of the circle and backs it out again. Boy, Hampton's just very confused offensively. Down to Bosberger. Hanked in the air. Partially blocked by Chad Roker. And then Ewing has it stolen away underneath Friesen. Blocked out of there by Kotzer. Still fighting for it. And it will be Friesen with the basketball. They let him fight for it amongst themselves. And now a foul away from the basketball. Going to be called on the Hampton Hawks. Going to call it on Colin Friesen. For shoving off, there was a fight for the basketball, and a little frustration took place there. First foul on Hampton. 18-9, Ewing leading it by 9. And this is one of the lower scoring D2 games in a long, long time. We expected maybe an up-tempo, high-scoring game. Hampton gets 55, Ewing 67. Kotzer floats down the lane, way above the rim, and drops it in. 13 for Austin Kotzer, 20-9 Ewing, with 6 minutes to go in this third quarter, and trying to make the steal, a foul will be called on Chase Funk. Funk with the reach in, and it'll be his first personal foul. Ball back over here to the Tigers, or to the Hawks, and Ewing will inbound. Guard that inbounds pass, they'll throw it again into the backcourt to Alex Dosey. Dosey walks it across, just kind of dribbling, standing there. Hampton just not moving without the ball very well. They stand around. And that just allows Ewing to keep in their position and not have to move themselves very much. Neither team very deep. Here's a three-pointer. Garrison needs it. Got it. That is the first field goal for Hampton since the 3:39 mark, and only their second field goal since the end of the first quarter. 20-12 Ewing. Again, biggest lead here for the Tigers. Has been 11.
Kotzer with it up top, trying to double team him. Over the right hand side, they'll go to Phil Tramer. Tramer back up top, gives it off there to Kotzer right in front of the Ewing bench. After coming up 1 point short last year, Ewing trying to get things going here. Kotzer fires it up, and he'll be fouled. Came to the ground on a fadeaway and got the call. The foul is going to be on number 22, Colin Friesen. And that will be his third foul of the game. He is the only player even close to having any foul trouble. And at the line, Austin Kotzer. This is the first free throw attempt of the game by either team. 5:03 to go, third quarter. Kotzer hits it. 14 of the 21 belong to Austin Kotzer, the All-Stater, the Superstater. Very rare, but last year as a D2 Superstater. Hampton's going to bring in Corbin Fagan, their 6'4 sophomore. Got a little bulk to him here. Try and bring him in to clear that lane out. Second free throw, no good by Kotzer, and Marcus Garrison will bring down the rebound. And the redhead will bring it across the timeline. A little redhead curly kid, and definitely can tell when he's out there. Over on the left wing, they'll give it to Clutie. Clutie, top of the circle, uses his dribble, hands it off to Garrison. Right side, Dosey. I'm not sure Dosey's even taken a shot. One shot in the game for Alex Dosey, so they don't even have to worry about him. Garrison for another three. Got it! And gives Garrison his second three-pointer. Back-to-back threes, and he's got 6 points in the ball game. 21-15, Ewing by six. And even after hitting those two threes, Hampton now shooting 25% for the ball game. Up top with it is Rokar. Roker gets rid of it, and now the lob's going away. We've got an uncontested. No, Bosberger one-on-one. Tramer stepped in front and committed the foul. Well before the shot, and so it'll be Hampton ball underneath their own hoop. Well, if Tramer was going to foul, he did the right thing. He just ran right in front of him, took the swipe, and he let him run up his back. The Class A final is coming your way next here on ESPN Radio as the 22-2 top-ranked Norfolk Panthers take on the 22-4 Omaha Central Ball Club for the state championship. And the ball will come into Bosberger from underneath the hoop. Swing it over to Clutie. Clutie, 0-3 in the ball game. Bosberger has hit three of his nine shots, and he's the hottest shooter on the team. They try to lob it inside to the big guy, and Corbin Fagan's going to be fouled. Got pushed in the back, and the foul is going to be called on Alex Hyde, who just checked in. And Hyde will pick up his first personal foul, and we've got a television timeout on the floor. 4:01 to go in the third quarter of play, our D2 state championship game, Ewing 21. Hampton 15. We're back in a minute on ESPN Radio.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is State Bank. We will build a financial peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
This week, the fun continues. The NCAA, the big dance, St. Patrick's Day, and Doug and Daddy take the show on the road. Wednesday, St. Patrick's Day at Cunningham's Journal. And Friday, it's the NCAA tournament at Fanatics. March Madness, sort of like texting and driving a Toyota all at once. Doug and Daddy on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks back with you here at the Bob DeBatty Sports Center. Hampton ball out of the TV timeout underneath their own hoop. And Carson Clutie will take the inbounds pass. Good group of athletes here in this Hampton Hawks class. They had a good football season. They've had a great basketball season. They've done that the last couple years. And as they try to fire it into the lane, it's wide of Corbin Fagan and out of bounds. Turnover for the Hawks. That's their ninth of the basketball game, tenth of the basketball game. And Ewing will be back on the offense. Bill Tramer will bring it into the front court. And outside of Kotzer, hasn't been much offense. He has 14 of the 21 points. Nobody else with more than one bucket. They try to dump it inside to Kotzer, and from behind, a foul is going to be called on Fagan. Corbin Fagan knocks the basketball away. That'll be his first personal foul. 3:33 to go here in quarter number three.
21-15 Ewing. Four fouls on Ewing, three on Hampton here in the quarter. And we didn't have that many total in the first half. Hyde with the ball up top for Ewing. Alex will hold it, waits for Kotzer, and comes and takes it from him. Man-to-man defense here by Hampton. Up top, Kotzer, Garrison on him. For the most part, you have to give Marcus credit. Trying to play man-to-man on Kotzer is a heck of a deal, and he's done a good job. Continues to run around the screens to track him down. Hyde with it up top. Hyde comes to the right side, dribbles into the corner. Backs in, stops, up top he'll go to Switzer. Switzer to the high post, nice dish out underneath for a layup up and in by Troy Tramer. Troy Tramer lays it in off a beautiful dish that time by Switzer, 23-15. 4 points in the game for Tramer, and now Kotzer reaches in for the steal and commits the foul. For Austin Kotzer, that'll be his first personal foul, 15th foul on Ewing. Again, Hampton has yet to shoot a free throw in this basketball game, but it looks like they'll get that opportunity soon with some early fouls in the third quarter on Ewing. Carson Clutie with a basketball. Dribbling in place, not going anywhere. Picks the dribble up, swings it over to Dozy. Dozy fires it inside. The ball knocked out of bounds by Tramer. They brought in Corbin Fagan specifically to try and get him the ball. But two times down there, three times down there, twice it's been tipped. Once he was fouled, I guess there was four times, and the other time he didn't catch it. It was a turnover. So Hampton ball underneath their own hoop. Bombsberger back in looking for some help here. They'll throw it out top to Clutie. Bombsberger's open on the right wing. They don't get him the ball, though. Instead, Clutie's going to reverse it left side to Garrison. Garrison has hit two threes. That's the only Hampton offense here in the second half. Clutie drives, kicks it to Dosey. Dosey for three. It's short, no good. And the rebound comes down to Chad Roker. 1 2-point field goal since the first quarter for Hampton, and we're at the 2:15 mark of the third quarter. Ewing's defense, I wouldn't say outstanding, just good. They haven't attacked it very well. Here's the ball loose. They'll get it to Kotzer in the left-hand corner. Fakes the three, drives the baseline. There's contact, and there's a blocking foul called on the Hawks. Could be on two or three players. I'm guessing it'll be on Dosey, and that is the case. Alex Dosey with his second personal foul, and that will be the fourth team foul on Hampton. 23-15 Ewing, 2:03 to go, third quarter of our D2 state championship game. And Hampton's going to use another timeout. They only have two remaining. So it's 23-15 Ewing. We'll be back in another minute here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. This is Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
College basketball comes roaring into its month-long spotlight.
Tough shot, right side, blasts!
The opening act has teams battling on the proverbial bubble to the frenzied pace of the conference tournaments. Then the play-in game, the big dance, the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight.
And the Final Four.
The National Championship. That's why it's called March Madness. Follow the march to Indianapolis on April 2nd on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
It's Championship Saturday here on ESPN Radio. Don't forget, we've got more basketball to come. Norfolk and Omaha Central, Class A, approximately 7. And then a little bit after 9, the C2 final here on ESPN and the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Ravenna against Archbishop Bergen of Fremont. Tri-City Storm Hockey tonight. They were a winner last night. They're in Chicago tonight. Our pregame at 7:15 on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Ewing to throw it in, trouble, and finally, about 4.5 seconds into the count, Tramer will throw it in to Switzer, and back to Tramer. Phillip comes to the right side with under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. 23-15 Ewing. They have led almost the entire time. Tramer drives out to Kotzer. Three-pointer on the way. That one won't go. But a backside rebound pulled down by Switzer, and Ewing gets to go again. In this ball game, Ewing has 16 rebounds, 13 for Hampton. Ewing still shooting over 50% as they drive in. Ball lost. Roker tips it to keep it alive. To Kotzer, now knocked out of his hands. We're going to get a whistle. And out of bounds, they say, off Hampton. Not even a jump. DJ Bonsberger going after it. So Ewing to throw it in. Our score at half was 16-9. And Ewing has extended that lead by one. And off the illegal pick here, Austin Kotzer will not get the basketball away. And it belongs to the Hampton Hawks. Illegal screen set there. Got to help these officials out as much as we can, I'll tell you that, as the ball came bounding our way. Put me down for a rebound. One rebound. 1:20 to go here. Third quarter. Hampton needs a bucket. Skip pass right corner. Clutie fires the three. It's way short. Might have been tipped. Ball loose. Ooh! Big collision underneath, but Bosberger picked it up and scored. The Hampton fans about ready to go crazy that they didn't call a foul on Kotzer, but when the ball went to Bosberger and he laid it in, they were okay with it. That's the first two-point field goal since the middle portion of the second quarter for the Hampton Hawks, and they're within six. Ewing will lob it down low and trapped underneath, kicking it back out. Troy Tramer back underneath. Roker puts it up and in and draws the foul. That play was messed up from the very beginning. Roker lobbed it in to Troy Tramer, who was about an inch away from stepping on the baseline. He was so deep he had to kick it back out. And Hampton thought they had a chance at the steal. It left Roker open, and the foul called. So Chad Roker with 4 points. Free throw up. In and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Corbin Fagan. He'll get it to Garrison, who'll push it up the floor. Numbers aren't there, but he's going to go to the baseline anyway. Stop, can't get the shot away. Good defense by Phil Tramer. Clutie skips it into the lane to Bosberger. Leaves it off on the backside for Dosey. Up top, Garrison. Long three on the way. Off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Switzer. 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Ewing 25, Hampton 17. Tramer guarded up there by Clutie. They're going to try for the steal. Oh, they let him have it. He picks it. He goes to the other end. He lays it up and in. Somebody thought they heard a whistle there. 25-19, 12 seconds to go. Ewing thought there should have been a foul. Kotzer brings it up. Long three at the top of the key. No good. Rebound pulled down by Bosberger. Gets it to Clutie. 2 second, 1 second. Uh-oh, a whistle and a foul on Austin Kotzer. Kotzer trying to get in front of Carson Clutie, who has thrown up a 70-footer. It's not on the shot, which would have been a disaster for Ewing. Instead, there's 1 second to go here, and Hampton will throw it in. Oh, no, it's a 1-1. That is the seventh team foul. Oh, boy. So a chance to pick up a couple of free points here for the Hawks. They could cut it to four at the end of the quarter. At the line for the first free throw attempt of the entire game for Hampton is going to be Carson Clutie. 1 second remaining in the third quarter. Clutie's free throw is up, and it is good. 25-20, Ewing. And Hampton to shoot a second free throw. Remember, Austin Kotzer hit a 30-footer at the end of the first quarter, or Ewing would only be at 22. Second free throw up, no good. Rebound brought down by Roker, and that's the end of the third quarter. This Class D2 State Boys Championship game here on Championship Saturday from the Devaney Center. The Ewing Tigers, 25. The Hampton Hawks, 20. And we are back in 1 minute on ESPN Radio.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Jets in Maryland, Gonzaga, Georgia, Cincinnati.
They played their way through a 28-game regular season and their conference championships.
Miami, UCLA.
To qualify for a do-or-die tournament of 65 teams.
Memphis, Hawaii, USC.
From the Sweet 16 to the Elite 8, the NCAA Final Four. For continuous college basketball coverage.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Welcome back to the State Basketball Championships here on ESPN Radio. 8 minutes to go in regulation. 25-20. Ewing with the lead. They've led all but the opening bucket of the ball game that Hampton hit. And we go to Ewing with the basketball. Hampton led 2-0. That was their only lead. On the right side with it, the Tigers. Excuse me, it was 6-5, so they did lead twice. And the ball knocked away. Bosberger steals it. He's into the front court, and he's going to go up and jam it. Bosberger with the dunk, and the Hawk fans get into it. They're only down three. 25-22. They tried a backdoor dunk earlier as Kotzer's three is in and out, no good. Offensive rebound by Ewing, and we've got a fight for it underneath. And a foul called on Hampton. Oh, a great way to start the fourth quarter for the Hampton Hawks. A breakaway dunk by DJ Bosberger. Probably takes out a little frustration as well. It is a 16 foul, so still not a 1-1. Ewing to throw it in underneath their own hoop into the corner to Kramer, to Switzer, back out to Josiah. Comes to the right baseline against Bosberger, and he draws the foul on DJ. So DJ Bosberger commits his second personal foul. He leads Hampton with 10 points, 6 for Garrison on a couple of threes. Ewing has 19 rebounds. Hampton has 16. Austin Kotzer with 14 points to lead the way for Ewing, and Switzer's first free throw is no good. He has yet to score in the game. Ewing is shooting right at 50%, 11 of 22. Hampton is 9 of 30 for 30%. Second free throw, no good, but Roker punched the rebound out, all the way out to midcourt to Phil Tramer. Into the hands now of Chase Funk, back to Tramer for the three. It's in and out, no good. Offensive rebound thrown up, Roker, no good. Bosberger will pull it down for Hampton. Ewing now 2 of 10 from beyond the arc. Dosey brings it across the timeline. Hampton is 3 of 12 from three-point range in this basketball game. 7 minutes to go in the D2 championship. It's a low-scoring game, 25-22. The fewest points anybody's ever scored, 31. Bosberger underneath, up no good. Kotzer might have got a piece of it. Kotzer gets the rebound. Ball loose, and over and back is going to be called on Ewing. I don't know about that call. It didn't look like Ewing ever had possession of the basketball. And Ewing wants to call a full-length timeout. It'll be their first of the basketball game. Coach Greg Appleby's team was up by as many as 11 points. But right now, it's only three. The Tigers 25, Hampton 22, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Welcome to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, sir. How can I help
you? There's something stuck in my defroster. Can you help me get it out of there?
Don't worry. Our factory certified technicians can handle any problem. Do you know what's stuck?
Yeah, I stopped short when my neighbor's dog ran out and my burger went flying.
I see. Swiss mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
From oil changes to full engine swaps, Midway Service and Parts Department is the state-of-the-art shop you need. Go to thinkmidway.com on South 2nd Avenue next to Perkins and Kearney. For service and parts you can trust, think Midway.
In other state tournament action today, in case you missed some of the early games, Class B, South Sioux City beats Omaha Scud in the final, 60-56. In C1, Hastings St. Cecilia wins their third straight title, downing Shadron 46-40. And in D1, Freeman downs Overton 52-38. In the consolation games today, Creighton Prep beat Southeast 71-56 in A. Beatrice beat Ralston 51-49 in B. Minden over Norfolk Catholic 65-59 in C1. Axtell outshot Johnson County 75-71 in C2. Emerson Hubbard over Humphrey St. Francis 44-39 in D1. And Hayes Center 71-66 over Hayes Springs in D2. Back to action here. Hampton will get it underneath to Bosberger. Bosberger right underneath the hoop will be fouled. Two free throws coming up for DJ Bosberger. These will be the third and fourth free throw attempts of the entire ball game for the Hampton Hawks. They could cut it to one. And Bosberger looking for point number 11 here at the line. Up and no good. Too strong. And the free throw shooting has not been that good in the game. The few that we've had, 1 of 3 for Hampton, 1 of 5 for Ewing. Second free throw, Bosberger, no good. Got to hit those free throws, especially in the fourth quarter. And the Tigers get the rebound. And up the floor they will come. With it is Phil Tramer. Crossover dribble, picks his dribble up, needs a little help, swings it right side to Switzer. Switzer also needs a little help. Back up top they go, into the corner of the ball, be tipped away. And out of bounds, staying with the Tigers. It will be Switzer to throw it in. No, it'll be Tramer to throw it in from deep in the corner over there. And they'll just take it out top and run Phil all the way through. Switzer takes the catch, right side to Kotzer into the corner. Lob it over the top of this man-to-man defense. They get it into the hands of Chase Funk. Funk gets it back over to Tramer. 6 minutes to go in the basketball game. Roker fires it down to Kotzer on the low block. He's going to make some room. Reverse layup up and in. Austin Kotzer with his 16th point of the basketball game. 27-22 Ewing by five. Hampton basketball. Flutie will hold it on the left wing. Make no mistake about it, Hampton's back in the game, but they still aren't shooting lights out. Only 29% still for the game. Into the right-hand corner, a three. Garrison off the iron, won't go. Rebound tipped around. Ewing gets it. Coming out of there with it will be Switzer. Switzer will get it up the floor here for Ewing to Tramer. Phil across the timeline. Clutie went for the steal, couldn't get it. Comes right in front of us here to Funk again. And the ball back over on the right side, dribbling it off his knee is Tramer. Out of bounds it goes. Turnover, Ewing. That will be turnover number 13 of the ball game for the Tigers. Hampton on 10. They've been there for quite a while. And we've got another timeout on the floor by the Ewing Tigers. It's another 30-second timeout. 5:16 to go here in the ball game. Ewing 27, Hampton 22, and we'll be back after this on ESPN Radio.
Across Florida and throughout Arizona, teams limber up for the upcoming baseball season.
Take me out to the ball game. Let's hit the highway. I've got the itch. Hey, there, let's play some ball.
Though nobody really worries about the Grapefruit or Cactus League records, a little daily competition is the perfect preparation for the 2010 Major League Baseball season. Follow the sore arms and sunshine of spring training
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
The fewest points ever scored in a D2 state championship game. The first year we ever went to D2, Clearwater beat Lexington St. Anne 71-31. Amherst had 40 back in 1987, a lot of them in the 40s. Table Rock, Steiner 39 back in 1995. We might see the winning score lower than those. Right now, it's Bombsberger with it for Hampton. Out to Garrison. Looked at the three, didn't take it. 5 minutes to go. Ewing 27-22. Up top, Dosey. Dosey for three. It's going to be in and out. No good. Bombsberger goes over the top to get the rebound and then gets out of there with it to Garrison. So a rare offensive rebound here for Hampton. Second chance opportunity to Clutie. Clutie on the right wing. Staring down Austin Kotzer. With the dribble, dribbles into the paint. Around one, around two, a reach-in foul going to be called on Ewing. And this one will go against Chad Roker. And for Roker, that'll be his third personal foul. And a one-and-one now coming up for Clutie. 38 points in the 2003 game by Schickley. 42 3 years ago by Spencer Naper. That was a low-scoring 48-42. Last year it was 49-48 Sterling. And the free throw is no good by Clutie. Boy, both teams could have been either closer Hampton or farther away Ewing if they made their free throws. Tramer down the lane, bounce pass Switzer underneath, foul called. And I think they're going to get Bombsberger with the body. They collapsed on him. And that will be the case. C.J. Bombsberger got him with the body. And to the line, Josiah Switzer. Switzer, 0 of 2 from the line. 4:27 remaining in the game. The free throw is good. I believe we had a total of 5 fouls called in the first half. We've had 17 here in the second half as it gets a little more intense. Second free throw is up, and it rattles around and in. 29-22. Ewing now back up by 7 after Hampton had cut it to 3. 4:20 to go. Dosey with it. Ewing extends that zone defense here. On the right side with it will be Clutie. Clutie swings it left side. Garrison for the three. Got it. Third three of the ball game for Marcus Garrison. 29-25 Ewing. 4:10 to go. Into the front court. Phil Tramer gets it to the right wing. Looks for the pick. Roker now takes it to the baseline. Got two men in the air and still scored. Phil Tramer will get the bucket. Answers right back. 31-25. And the Tigers back up by 6. Clutie into the front court for the Hawks. Skip pass all the way to Garrison. Long pass. He's able to haul it in. Decides not to take the shot. Swing it right back over to Clutie on the weak side. Looking for a pick on Kotzer. Not there. Into Bombsberger. Back Garrison. Doesn't take the three. He's going to dribble inside. 18-footer way short. Rebound. Dosey. Dosey fadeaway jumper. And it went out of bounds. He threw it over the backboard. Kotzer came up. And Hampton saying the ball was tipped. I don't think so. Kotzer came over and flashed in front of Dosey and got way in the air. Dosey tried to shoot it over him and actually threw it off the top of the backboard. So the basketball now belongs to Ewing. 31-25. We're down to just 3.5 to go in this D2 state championship game. Left-hand corner with it is Chase Funk. Funk to Roker. Ball knocked away. Hawks can't get it yet, and it ends up in the hands of Switzer right underneath the hoop to Kotzer. He scores and a foul. A bad break for the Hawks. Their great defense actually ended up turning out a Ewing layup and a foul to go along with it. And Austin Kotzer was there again. 18 points for Kotzer in this state championship game. Ewing has been to the state finals two times here in the last 10 years. They were the runner-up in 01 and 09. Everybody thinks that they've, and they won it in 06, so three times. Everybody thinks they're here every year. That's not the case. Free throw, Kotzer up and in. So they're looking for their first state title since 06, and we've got a television timeout on the floor. So after cutting the lead to three, Hampton now finds themselves down by nine. 3:16 to go in the game, Ewing 34, Hampton 25. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your needs. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Well, if you're driving home from the state tournament along the interstate or wherever you may be, or simply just tuning us in on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com, glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda here on KXPN Kearney KICS Hastings, the D2 state championship game on Championship Saturday. All six finals right here as Ewing up by nine. Hampton into Bosberger. Turnaround jumper. He is fouled. Kotzer came in from behind. It could be on Austin or it could be on the man that was supposed to be guarding him, but it is on Kotzer. And that'll be his third personal foul. Two free throws now coming up for DJ Bosberger, the leading Hampton scorer with 10 points. But both teams struggling from the line. Hampton's just one of five. Two free throws. Bosberger trying to change that, but can't. Wow. When you're trying to come back in a low-scoring ball game and can't make your free throws, real, real trouble. Bosberger now with his second free throw and finally gets one to go. 11 points now for DJ. Ewing 34, Hampton 26. 3 minutes to go in this state championship game, Ewing by eight. They've led since the middle of the first quarter. Give it off to Roker. Roker drives and got the short jumper up and in. 36-26, Ewing by 10. Biggest lead of the second half for the Tigers. Hampton looking down low. They have brought Corbin Fagan back in. Clutie around one man into the paint. Kicks it out on the wing. Garrison for the three. Got it. His fourth of the ball game. Marcus Garrison with 12 points now. He leads the team. Bosberger has 11. That's 23 of the 29. 2.5 to go. 36-29 Ewing. Hampton in need of a steal. Up front, a little contact with Phil Tramer. Kicks it over to Switzer. Skip pass over in front of us to Chase Funk. Funk, a couple of dribbles. Oh, they're going to get him for a carry. Chase Funk carries the basketball. 6'2 senior call for the carry. And a turnover there on Ewing, so Hampton got what they needed. 14 turnovers for the Tigers. Hampton has 10, and they've been on 10 for a long, long time, and they need to continue to stay on 10. And I think we want a timeout here. Coach Greg Appleby was trying to get the attention of the official, and a timeout will be called. So each team will have two timeouts remaining with 2:15 to go in this state championship game. Ewing 36, Hampton 29. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Welcome to the majors.
The baseball world whittles its rosters to play ball.
We're going to give you one more chance
to shape up.
Why is this the bench?
While the college basketball world continues its elimination to a championship final.
Must be nuts. What are they finding, these guys? Red nuts.
For the latest news.
What are they finding, these guys? Red
Fool.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
On Central
you
Nebraska,
are one pathetic
ESPN
loser.
Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Dudas. Things have started to really fill up here in anticipation of the Class A game coming up next between Norfolk and Omaha Central. They set over 10,000 here for last night's doubleheader. But we still have the D2 final to finish. It is 36-29 Ewing. Hampton with the ball. Hit a three last time and then got the turnover. And they will have the ball here needing to get another bucket with 2:05 to go. Dosey with it top of the circle. Tries to drive the lane. Lean scores. Dosey's first bucket of the ball game cuts it to 5. 36-31. Full court pressure. They'll get it into Chase Funk. Funk throws over the top and gets it to Tramer. Long pass down the floor. Clutie goes for the tip. He knocked it away, and they say it's last touch there by Switzer. Turnover Ewing. Back-to-back turnovers, and Ewing has been snake bit at the end of a couple of their state tournament games. When they lose in Lincoln, it's one possession. And so they have to be thinking they don't want a one-possession game here. 36-31 Ewing. Hampton with five straight. A minute 45 to go. Dosey into the front court. Gives it off to Clutie. Can Hampton make it a one-possession game? Off to Dosey, left elbow. Back up, they go to Bonsberger. Down low on Kotzer. Has to kick it back out. Dosey for three, and it is off the heel. No good. And a big rebound by Ewing, Chase Funk. That's huge if it goes, but it didn't. And Ewing, baseball pass to the other end. They got a two-on-one. Switzer goes in, missed the layup, but he was fouled. And Clutie had to do it, but I actually think Switzer was going to miss that layup anyway. The contact came after he let it go from his hand. So Josiah Switzer to the line, averages 8.5 points per ball game, and tonight has two. But most of the players are below their average when they only have 36 total points. He will be shooting two with a minute 20 to go, and the free throw is short, no good. Ewing is 4 of 9 at the free throw line. Switzer is 2 of 5. He missed his first two, then he hit his next two, and here he misses the front end of this two-shot opportunity. 1:20 to go in the game. Ewing 36, Hampton 31. Second free throw, Switzer up and in and out. Sets there, no good. Bosberger rebound, outlet pass back into the ball. Game is Colin Friesen. Friesen stops, trying to draw the foul. Good, back out to Dosey. There is time for Hampton, but they have to make sure they get a good shot and don't waste too much time. Dosey gives it to Garrison. Ewing stays in that zone. Three-pointer, Garrison off the screen. Just short. Rebound brought down by Roker, and he'll be fouled down there by Nate Mason, who was also trying to win the rebound battle. So Garrison misses the three that time. He is 4 of 9 from outside the arc. 59 seconds to go. And both teams are into the double bonus. So two free throws coming up for Chad Roker. Roker so far in this basketball game, 0 of 1 at the line, but he makes this one. Point number 7 for Roker. Second on the team in scoring. Don't forget when we're all done, the Bisco Sports postgame show. Then the Class A final. Stay with us. Second free throw good. 38-31. Timeout by Ewing. They will have one timeout remaining. So with 59 seconds to go in this state championship game, Ewing 38, Hampton 31, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
It's all about UNK Athletics. Wednesdays with Doug and Daddy. Moberly is brought to you by the College Store, just across from the UNK Health and Sports Complex, for all your Loper gear, and by Charter West National Bank. You have your reasons. We have your loan. Moberly during the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
In other basketball action, the Big 12 Men's Championship game currently going on. It is Kansas 35, Kansas State 27, 18 minutes to go in the basketball game there. Earlier today, Duke held off Miami of Florida. Kentucky trashed Tennessee 74-45, 74-45 Kentucky. Duke beat Miami 77-74. Minnesota routes Purdue 69-42. Ohio State wins in double overtime over Illinois 88-81. And 23rd-ranked Vanderbilt upset by Mississippi State in the SEC 62-52.
59 seconds remains here in our state championship game. Ewing 38 and Hampton 31. Hampton ball down by 7. They'll roll it in, and Dosey will pick it up at about three-quarter court. Harrison is their three-point threat. Swings it over to Mason. He's the only other player to make a three for Hampton. Garrison off the pick. Pick and roll to Bosberger. Guarded by Kotzer. Can't get a shot away. Out to Dosey. Dosey's going to come into the lane. Elevate. Leave it off underneath for Friesen. And he traveled with the basketball. It took Hampton 17 seconds to do anything. And when they did, they traveled. Big turnover. That's the first turnover of the fourth quarter on the Hawks. And that might be enough to finish it off. Ewing 38, Hampton 31. Full court pressure being applied here. Tigers trying to get it in. Switzer does to Kotzer. That's the only guy they don't want to foul. And up ahead they go. They get it to Chase Funk. They need to foul. And now they're playing keep away over to Kotzer. They should have fouled Funk. Hampton still not fouling. And now there it is. You don't want to foul Austin Kotzer. He's 2 of 3 at the line. Ewing is 6 of 12 as a team. And they wasted quite a bit of time there, just 29 seconds to go. Well, Hampton has a lot of seniors on this team, but third last year, looks like second this year. They'll get another chance next year because it doesn't look like Ewing's going to be around to play D2 basketball. Free throw is in and out, no good by Kotzer. Looking for his 20th point of the basketball game. Has a game-high 19, and the free throw is up and in. 39-31, 8-point lead. Hawks need threes, and they need them quickly. Dosey up the floor. Alex fakes the drive, now takes it into the hoop, stops, turnaround jumper off the glass, and in. Timeout, Hampton. 20 seconds to go. Hampton will call the timeout. They have just one remaining. 20 seconds to go in this basketball game. Ewing 39, Hampton 33. And we'll be back after this on ESPN Radio.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Coming up, the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. As there's just 20 seconds remaining in our D2 state championship game. With a score of Ewing 39, Hampton 33, it'll be Ewing ball against full court pressure. Again, both teams are in the double bonus. If we do get a jump ball, the arrow does point the way of Hampton. Each team has one timeout remaining. And they'll quickly get it in. Backcourt with it is Phil Tramer. They're trying to steal the ball. It's tipped, and Clutie does steal it. Clutie fires a three, but it's way short. Rebound, Bosberger saves it into Kotzer. Boy, that could have made it exciting, and we've got a foul with just 7.5 seconds to go. Well, Hampton got the steal, but Clutie couldn't get the three to the rack. And the rebound brought down by Ewing, and the Tigers are going to win the state championship. Austin Kotzer to shoot two. And Marcus Garrison goes up and tells Austin Kotzer, great game. And Austin says, you too. That was quite a battle between those two tonight. Garrison knows how hard it was to follow him. Free throw is up and good by Kotzer, 40-33. Ewing's going to sub some kids in here. Alex Hyde, Troy Tramer back in. Hampton's going to sub in. The Hawks got James Jans into the ball game. Also checking in, Trey Sebeck. Shebeck checks in. Also checked in, Justin Marchand. With 7.5 seconds remaining, here comes Zach Ramold for Ewing. And also into the game, Levi Bosberger for Hampton. So Hampton won in exciting fashion yesterday, but not today. Second free throw rolls in for Austin Kotzer, and he will walk off the floor. The final moments as a high school stud at Ewing, and he finishes with 22. 7.5 seconds to go. Hampton will throw it in with Griffin Parsley. Looking for one shot, pushing the ball up the floor. Hampton looking for that final shot to the baseline, stopping and throwing it up. It'll be short, and that's the end of the ball game. The final score, the Ewing Tigers, 41. The Hampton Hawks, 33. Ewing will end the season with a record of 26-1. That only loss, a one-pointer at the Heartland Hoops Classic to Axtell, who was the number one team in C2 heading into Lincoln. And for the Hampton Hawks, they will end 23-2. Their only two losses in the state final, and to Giltner, who made it to state in the sub-district final in overtime. We'll take a break and be back with the numbers right after this one-minute timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show on ESPN Radio.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
In its heyday, Detroit was the center of the universe for cars and music. Now, Ford Field in Detroit is the home of another Ford.
Just a quick shot. Score! Just like that, the terrific slap shot right down the slot.
The NCAA Frozen Four Championships, April 8th, 9th, and 10th. Right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
And welcome back. It's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on ESPN Radio, KXPN Kearney, and KICS Hastings. Ewing High School also won the Sportsmanship Award here to go along with their state championship. They've done that a few times as well. The Misco Sports Postgame Show, Misco Sports on the break for the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week for your convenience, including Sundays, as you get ready for the spring sports season. Track, soccer, baseball, softball, whatever it is, they've got the gear for you. Let's take a look at the final numbers of this ball game for Hampton. Alex Dosey had 4 points and three rebounds. Carson Clutie had 3 points and two rebounds. Nate Mason, 3 points. Also in the ball game, Colin Friesen. He picked up one rebound. DJ Bombsberger had 11 points, seven rebounds. Garrison hits 4 3-pointers. Marcus Garrison, 12 points, 5 rebounds, led the team in scoring. And Corbin Fagan had 1 rebound in the basketball game. Hampton ends up with 33 points, 9 in the first half, 24 in the second half. They have 20 rebounds, 2 out of 7 from the free throw line, 5 of 19 from three-point land. No blocks, 11 turnovers, shooting just 31% in the ball game, the Hampton Hawks. For Ewing, Bill Tramer, 2 points and a rebound. Josiah Switzer, 2 points and 8 rebounds. Also in the ball game, the leading man tonight, Austin Kotzer, 22 points, 10 rebounds to lead both teams in both categories. 3 points tonight for Chase Funk. He also had 3 rebounds. It was Troy Tramer with 4 points and Chad Roker with 8 points and 5 rebounds. Ewing had 16 points in the first half, 25 in the second half. They finished with 41 points, 28 rebounds, 9 out of 16 at the free throw line, 2 of 10 from three-point land, 4 block shots, 17 turnovers, but they were able to overcome those by shooting 54% from the field, 15 to 28. They took 14 less shots, but made 2 more than Hampton did. And Ewing is your Class D2 state champion with a 41-33 win over the Hampton Hawks. We'll be back and wrap things up with the Misco Sports Postgame Show. 4 champions down, 2 to go. We're back in a minute.
First Saturday in May, only a few weeks away. The Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs.
It's at the top of the lane of the Derby.
It's the focal point of the sports world that day.
In front by an egg.
As the best three-year-olds battle it out in the first leg of horse racing's Triple Crown.
Gill still got 10 or more to make
up. Talk about it beforehand.
Wins it by a length and 3/4.
Listen for the call May 1st, right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460.
At 12-1, wins it by a length and 3/4.
And 1550.
Ordino shut up. No good rebound. I get it. With 5 seconds to go, to Ryan. The Blue Hawks are going to win their third in a row. St. Cecilia has won their third consecutive boys' state basketball.
champions, national champions, state champions, all here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
46-40, the Bluehawks win their 25th game of the year.
Our producer engineer Grant Sparks, Doug Duda with you here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, where Ewing has concluded the lowest scoring D2 final in state tournament history, which is 74 total points, but they don't care. They are the champions. Last year they came out on the short end of a 49-48 decision to Sterling. This one tastes a lot better. Ewing 41 and Hampton 33. Austin Kotzer with 22 points to lead the way for Ewing. Hampton 12 points from Marcus Garrison on four threes. DJ Bombsberger had 11. Earlier today in Class D1, started things off, Freeman beat Overton 52-38. Then Hastings St. Cecilia down Shadron 46-40. Congratulations to Coach Asher and the Blue Hawks. Third straight state championship for St. Cecilia. The first time a Class C, C1, or C2 school has won three consecutive championships. Then in Class B, they went to overtime. South Sioux City brings home the title. Downing Omaha Scott 60-56. And here in Class D2, Ewing 41 and Hampton 33. Coming up next, it's the Class A state championship between number one Norfolk and Omaha Central. And that will be followed by the C2 state champion here on ESPN and The Breeze 94.5 FM as Ravenna, the defending state champion, takes on Archbishop Bergen out of Fremont. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. We'll be back in just about 25 minutes with our pregame show for Norfolk and Omaha Central. This is Doug Duda saying thanks for listening to Championship Saturday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We'll talk to you at approximately 7:10 as Norfolk plays Omaha Central. Again, the final score in the D2 Championship, Ewing 41 and Hampton 33.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM, and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.